Hello, and welcome to the Millennials Show on Incandescent Radio. I'm your host, Yura Lee. I hope to familiarize myself with all my listeners and exchange recipes on food for thought. So do feel free to send me any type of feedback through email, and you can find that at the bottom of my column on beincandescent.com. As Valentine's Day is slowly approaching, the aim of today's show is to open up your mind to newer technologies that millennials across the world are using to find romance. Some hate it, some love it, but why not be open to it? Whether you're seeking romance or new friendships, are you up to date on the progressive new ways to meet people? The real question is, are you sex tech savvy? Smartphone applications such as Grindr, Tinder, and OkCupid are location-based social networks where one can find romance anywhere. Through these different apps, users can find whatever they're looking for, whether that's men seeking men, women seeking women, men seeking women, and so on. It all comes down to what exactly it is a user is looking for. Claire Stimson, a photo student at VCU, found her current boyfriend of 2 years through what was originally pure entertainment on OkCupid.
Oh, I did it for a joke, honestly. My coworkers knew about it and wanted me to meet people, and I just went on as a joke, sort of, to see what it was all about. I've never signed up for anything like that before. And I ended up getting a message from somebody who I actually thought was interesting, so it turned into something more than just a joke by chance. And it also could be the risk of, hey, this might not be that person and it might be a catfish situation. So there's always like risk involved, but that's the same with, you know, meeting somebody ever in person.
Word of the day. A catfish is a person behind the screen who is impersonating to be another person, creating a fake persona, usually in hopes to learn potential romances. Back to you, Claire. So what was once a joke between you and your coworkers quickly evolved into a 2-year relationship in which you are still involved in. Were you surprised by the results?
Without this website, I never would have met this person. You know, he lives not in my area, so without this website, I never would have met him. We never would have crossed paths. It's easier for people to communicate farther distances than it was ever before with like the access of the internet and messaging each other. So it's just easier to meet people that way than you would going out to parties or bars, because that's just so superficial.
So you describe meeting people at parties and bars as superficial, so to speak. If you compare the pricing between dating applications and beer at the bar, well, technology definitely saves you a pretty penny. But how are the two acts different, behavioral-wise? I asked Dr. Liz Canfield, a professor in the Gender, Sexuality, and Women's Studies Department at VCU, on some insight on these differences. First off, what kinds of students do you normally teach, and who introduced you to these dating apps?
I teach mostly theory classes. I teach art classes, like film. And I teach in the Richmond City Jail. So those are my three areas. Well, you know, I get a really great broad cross-section, because I not only teach at VCU, but I also teach in the community. Mm-hmm. And so I really get, like, you know, any kind of student that you can imagine. I mean, VCU's population is really diverse anyway, so, you know, I get people who ascribe to all kinds of different identity kind of terms or locations. Mm-hmm. But even that's even broadened more by my teaching in the jail and in the community.
Wow.
So I get a really great age range. Mm-hmm. As well as, you know, a really wide racial range. But I also get to teach people who would normally not go to college, which I think is a really important, like, demographic. So, yeah, so I get to see all kinds of folks.
Yeah,
I don't think that professors really sit around and talk about Tinder. So I learned most of it from, you know, just hanging out and talking to friends or talking to students, really.
I also spoke to another student today who unexpectedly found love through OkCupid. But she believes there is a difference between meeting people in bars and meeting people online. How do you feel?
I think that's probably a conservative view of relationships in general. You know, that somehow by going on OkCupid or Tinder, and they're very different, you know, very different applications. But I just take those too, that somehow, you know, I'm not being my true, genuine self on those. And while I think that there, that can be true, you know, we all know about catfishing, you know, where I'm going to be this like kind of fake persona. And people use that for all kinds of scams, not only for sex, but for money and all kinds of stuff. But if we put that aside, I really don't see much of a difference of being on like a site like OkCupid or Tinder and sitting on a stool in a bar, right? I'm still not my authentic self when I'm in the bar, right? I'm the self that I want the public to see. I'm the self that I want to, you know, appear attractive, right? You know, I want some people to like me. And so that's not really my whole self. I really don't see that as anything different, you know, than anything else. I think that it's a newer technology. So we tend to, when we look at newer technologies, we kind of like, oh, I don't know. There are ways to protect yourself online, and it's kind of technology specific so that you're not as much at risk. I think just like, you know, if I met someone in a bar and went home with them, I'd be just as much at risk as if I met them on Tinder or Grindr or whatever, any of these apps, right? So, you know, when I talk to students or people, my friends and people who are younger than me, all right, so what are some ways we can protect ourselves? One way is to not disclose your location, right? That's one way. So that you get to know somebody over time before you actually meet them face-to-face. The first time you meet them face-to-face, don't meet them at night. Meet them in a well-lit, well-crowded place, you know, that kind of thing. So for many reasons. But also, you're protecting also your body and your person.
Which brings up an extremely important factor any internet geek must take into consideration when using location-based apps, the safety factor. I interviewed James Miller, an iOS tech geek in the DC area, about how to keep yourself private enough on public apps and what safety measures one must always rule before meeting anyone in person.
Even though you think you're talking to someone and the app is very personable, you never know who's behind that picture until you actually see them. I demand, you know, at least 5 different pictures from 3 different settings so I can know that it's a person of the account and they're not just using somebody's pictures. I want to see everything before I even get there because I'm the type of person, if I get there and I don't like it, I'm just going to tell you to your face, hurt your feelings, oh well, you know. I make sure I get all their information, name, phone number, their status, whether they're clean, whether they've been tested, and then I ask for proof upon that, you know, when I see them in person. And I also make sure that when I go somewhere, somebody else knows where I am too. So just in case I'm meeting with a serial killer and I go missing in the morning, you know, there's a clue out there of where I was the night before. And then on top of that, I always use protection. Even if I meet somebody at a club or somebody that I'm dating, I always use protection. I don't trust anybody.
So how does this app specifically serve you? Would you rather meet someone significant off the internet?
Well, I know that this app is, it could be more of a nuisance for me sometimes because it could be a distraction. For me personally, it doesn't serve me any good other than occasional fun because, like I said, I'm the type of person who cherishes relationships that I make in person rather than sparking behind a medium. For other people, it serves as their lifeline. People are on there who use that app to do everything from talking to meeting people to, you know, starting relationships, all that. So I know for the gay community, it serves as an actual online community for us to all see who's around. But for me personally, it's just for fun. I don't see it as something, I'm always constantly deleting it because I don't want to be involved with it unless I actually want to be involved with it.
Well, there you have it, folks. Whether you're using an online dating application via smartphone or spending your time waiting for your soulmate at the local bar, there really is no change in the desire to meet someone new. Technology is progressing, so it's only obvious that the ways in which we meet people are progressing as well. As for safety, the same rules apply. I want to thank my 2 sex tech savvy millennials for sharing their stories, and also Dr. Liz Canfield for opening up my mind to the tech world of dating. Stay tuned for next time on Incandescent Radio, and be sure to send me any Tinder applications for edit through email. Ha ha. With the Millennial Show, I'm Yura Lee. Happy Valentine's Day.